Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Chaf Beis, and we are discussing, and we're on Daf Chaf Mem Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar, and we are discussing Bad, the halacha of Bad, as the linen, the Big Day Kohen Gadol are described as Bad, and a number of times, Mechir Sei Bad, Yilbash Abasaro, and Bad, the Gemara says, they should be new. Chadashim. So the Gemara says, what does it new mean? Does it mean that it can't be worn out? It can't be old? That we know already. Ula ve'sham afilu shchakim. That it can be. So that can't be what it means. Sheyu chadashim. So it must mean that it has to be, it must be made lishma. Bad, that it has to be chadashim, new to, that's the focus of my kavana when I make them. That's what it has to be, that's what we assume it means. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chananya, again, the last thing we just read, Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yosa, kemachlokas, Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Rabbi Yosa says, the same machlokas that we have here, or the same issue that we have here about making the Bigtei Kahuna Lishma, so that is the parallel, this is really a machlokes, and it's parallel to machlokes about other chefse shal mitzvahs, kemachlokes, or she'ibdu l'shem kamiya, if you have an or, you have hide that was made for an amulet, mutar l'chtav alav mezuzah, you're allowed to write a mezuzah on it, you don't need ibur l'shma for a mezuzah. Rishim Gamliel, Oser, Rishim Gamliel says, you do, you have to, you know, it has to be Mu'ubad l'shem mezuzah and huadin l'inyan beidei kodesh. So says Reb Chanina bar b'shem Reb Yosa, it would be the same machlokas. Am Reb Yosa, havin and sovereign meimar, because I might have said ma pligin lehedyo halagavah lo. I might have said the machlokas is by creating a chetza shel mitzvah lehedyo, like tzitzis, or maybe like sefer Torah, other ibud types, but legavoa for Beit Kuna, maybe I would have thought it's a higher standard, and everybody agrees that you need lishma min ma datani avni kodesh. But from the fact that we have the following machlokas in the brises, and you see it's a machlokas even by mikdash avni kodesh sorchati chatzivason bakodesh avni kodesh, stones that are used, they must be yun chatziva, they must be yun bakodesh ubekodesh. Yechad Sevu, right? They have to be Yun Bakodesh, L'Shem Kodesh, and Ubakodesh Yechad Sevu. What does that mean? The Karban Eidah says, throughout, Klomar, says the Karban Eidah, Avagav Shehizchelach Sov L'Shem Kodesh, even if you started, Lo Mahani Ache Kol Masin L'Shem Kodesh. You don't say, Kol Osa Al Das Rishonahu Osa, which is what we say sometimes, even if one holds that there's a mitzvah of a requirement of a Asiyah L'Shma, maybe you just go by the beginning. But says this day up, Chatzivas and Bakodesh, that means L'Shem. Oop, a Kodesh, Yechatzevu. Big De Kodesh. Sarach Shate, Arigas and Bakodesh. Ubakodesh Yargenu. Similarly, they're Ariga, they're weaving Shmi Bakodesh, and Ubakodesh Yargenu. And it should be throughout. V'yamar Rechanina, B'Shem Rabbi Yosa, Kamachlokasi. It's the same Machlokas, Rabbi Chanina says. There's Machlokas here by Big Day Kodesh and Avne Kodesh, and the same thing by Hedyot, so Hada Amra. So you see, the fact that there's a machlokas there, Aflagavoa Plikin, there's a machlokas even there. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam quotes in Perak Aleph Halacha Chaf, Ein Osin Kol HaKelim Mitchilasan Ela L'Shem Hektish. All Kelim have to be made L'Shem Hektish. Vim Nasu Mitchilasan LeHedyot. If you made it l'shem lehedyot, you cannot use l'gavoa. Ukli gavoa ad shalom nishtamish ben gavoa rasha l'shamish ben hedyot. If you have a kli gavoa, you could use it lehedyot, umishamish ben gavoa asuron lehedyot. But once you use l'gavoa, asuron lehedyot, which we'll get to, avanim v'koros shechatzvan mitchil l'beis ha-knesses, a bonosom ha-harabais. Right? Even l'shem beis ha-knesses is not good enough. That's not called l'shma. So Ram says here at the end of this halacha, that you need this lishma. The Sam Achronim, if you look in the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Arachayim HaKadosh discusses on L'chavod L'sefares, right, in Parshas Tetzaveh, he discusses this idea of lishma. Just find it, says another Achronim as well. But if you look in the Eil V'Azisa L'chavod L'sefares, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that there is a, he said, here it is, in Perachav Ches Pasuk Beis, he discusses that it's not just, we discussed this Lamdas question in the past, the Begadim are not just look for the Avoda itself. there is an inherent quality about the begadim, and that's l'kavod l'sefaris. Lomar lo tachshov ki abegadim l'tzorchei avoda levad v'yischayev adar v'lolov sham Moshe ba'avodas yimei miluim. And we had that earlier in the Masechta, that Moshe Rabbeinu wore the big day lavan, right? Not the big days off. Lo kein hu einam ela l'chavod l'mishares kavua la avodaso for the kohen, for the kohen. But again, this is the idea of lishma. You have it by other chefs also by tzitzis. Right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about it in Aruch Chaim and Siman Yud Aleph. Hachutin tzarech sheyu tivuyim lishman. The threads of the tzitzis have to be threaded. You have to make the threads lishma l'shem tzitzis. V'yesh machmir nafilo l'naftzan lishman. Says the Rama. Some say even niputz. What's niputz? When you have the wool and you're straightening out and combing it out. Right, that means lishma. V'minag lahakel beniputz. The Rama quotes the minag is lahakel. But again, where do you know tefillah lishma? Says the Mishnah Berurah. It's din daraisa. V'hu dvar Torah. Dechsev gedilim taselach l'shem chovach. L'shem chovach. So you have to do it l'shem. So how do you do that? Tefillah lishma sheyomar b'tchilas hativui shu osekein l'shem tzitzis. Says the Shulchan Aruch. You see at the beginning, as you start spinning it into thread, you say, I'm doing this l'shem tzitzis. Oshiyomar le'isha tvili tzitzis latalis. V'imlo hayu tvuyim l'shman psulim. Right? If they're not tavu l'shman, it's pasul. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, b'tchilo, not even b'tchilo, v'day bazeh afilu l'yom achra. As long as you start at the beginning, that's good enough. D'stam asu l'shma koi v'kala oseh al das rishona oseh. That's what we pashtus say. There is a machlokas. What happened about Yisrael Omer al-Gabav? Right? Various contexts that need l'shma by get, and here, you know, is if a guy does it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Tava Nachri v'Yisrael Omer al-Gabo, v'Omer shi'asa l'shman, if you tell a guy, l'Rambam pasul, l'Rash Kasher. Rash Kasher. Machlokas, v'Noagin shi'isayeh ha'Yisrael ma'at, the minog is two. Says the Rama, that the Jew helps a little bit, and in that way, that solves the problem. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'tzrichin shizira, v'shiyu shizurin l'shman. Not only when you make the thread, but when you thread the threads together, shazira, right? When you make it thicker, right? That also needs lishma, but that's also part of our discussion here when it comes to chefsa shel mitzvahs. Okay, so we continue now. So now the Gemara quotes, there really is a machlokas brises. So we're about to have two sets of brises quoted, four altogether. Two sets of brises. So the first day of the Gemara is going to quote to us, Liger Bichinina Rav Yosa, that these two brises are linked. They're machlokos, and the two brises are linked in terms of machlokos. Detani, the first brisa. Ha'osek kli l'gavoa, if somebody's making a kli for the Beis HaMikdash l'gavoa, ad shalo nishtamesh bo gavoa, before Hekdash uses it, mutl shamesh bo hedyot. The hedyot is allowed to use it. Mishin nishtamesh bo gavoa, aslo shamesh bo hedyot. But once it's used for gavoa, it's aslo shamesh bo hedyot. What is this sugya? This is sugya, the Gemara, the Bavli and Sanhedrin, daf mem zayin, mem ches, hazmana milsa or hazmana la milsa. If I make something and designate it for a certain cause, does it already have the status or not yet? Hazmana milsa, the to be mazmin to designate it is enough to give it a certain status, or hazmana la milsa, or the designation is not enough. So this first brisa seems to say hazmana la milsa. And therefore if I make something l'gavoa, you can still use it l'hedyot. Once you use it for gavoa, you can't. So that's the sheet of hazmana lav milsa. The hatani, but we have another brisa, ha'osek li l'gavoa, right when you make it, al yishtamesh l'hedyot. The hedyot can't use it. That day holds hazmana milsa. So we have first a set of brises that argue about hazmana milsa or hazmana lav milsa. And then we have another, Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yosa, kemachlokas, Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yosa says that this machlokas about hazmana milsa is connected to the following machlokas, which we just mentioned up above, the Tani, because these brises seem to argue about whether you need asiya lishma. The Tani, ha'osa kli lehedyot ad shalona shavesh bo hedyot, if you make a kli lehedyot before the hedyot uses it, mutl shavesh bo gavoa. Gavoa is allowed to use it. And the Rabbi Chanina Chanan Shem Yosa is assuming why? Because you don't need a seal lishma. So if you make it lehedyot, before the hedyot uses it, the Kodesh could use it because you didn't need to make it lishma. Mishin Hashamish bo hedyot, but once the hedyot uses it, asal lishamish bo gavoa, then it can't be used for gavoa because it was used lehedyot. So that's one brisa which seems to say you don't need a seal lishma. The Atani and the other brisa says, Osa kli lehedyot, al yishamish bo gavoa. But you cannot use lehedyot if it was made lehedyot because You need asiya lishma. So we just quoted two sets of brises, two pairs, and Rabbi Hananya, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, is connecting these two sugyas. The first brises that argue about hazman and melsa, and the second that argue about asiya lishma. So we connect the two. If one says asiya lishma, you need to make it lishma, so then that could be reflecting that right when you make it, it has significance, and therefore hazman and melsa. That's, those two go together. But if you don't need asiya lishma, so when you make it, you designate it, it's not that it's chashivas yet, you didn't have to make it lishma, so then we would say hazmana lav milsa. So Gemara says, aren't these two sets of brises connected? So Gemara says, maybe not. Rabbi Chuna, b'shem Rabbanan de Taman, Rabbi Chuna quoted the Rabbanan of Bavel that said, no, it could be that this second brisa and the first brisa, they're talking about all different cases, and they're not linked to each other. Tiftar, the last brisa, one of the cases is Sheba Mitrumas Halishka. It's coming from the Trumas Halishka. It's hektish to begin with, Falesh Mamina Klum. And therefore, you can't connect this to the earlier brisa. So what exactly is meant by this line? So the Mefarshim explain, right? Really, again, two sets of brises, they're not linked. Maybe everybody holds, this is what Rav Chuna is suggesting, everybody holds you need a seal of Shema. Everybody holds you need a seal of Shema. What are the first brises arguing about? If something is owned by a hedyot, does a seal of Shema work? It wasn't huktash yet. Somebody has hedyot property, and it's made asiya lishma. Does that work? So the first brisa says, yes, it works. The second brisa says, and therefore, even though it's shel hedyot, but if you made it lishma, it works. The second brisa says, no, it doesn't work, and therefore, if you make it lishma, it must be automatically transferred to hektish and memela. That's why it's also to use for a hedyot. Right? That's what the second brisa says. Right? The second brisa, ha'osek klila hedyot, al yishtamish bogavoa. Right? Because, and therefore, if you make a lehedyot, you can't use lagavoa because you need a siya lishma. And if you did a lishma, it must be that you have automatically transferred it to gavoa. So that's the first two brises. So the second set of brises, there's no steer between them. It's talking about two different cases. The question is, did you make it with hektish funds or with hedyot funds? But you made a lishem hedyot. Those are the last two brises. So if you have hektish funds, you made a lishem hedyot, what you did is meaningless. Because it belongs to hektish. So if you made a lishem hedyot, it's meaningless, machshava. And therefore, the brisa says, in this, hosa klila hedyot, achelon shavitwa hedyot, mutla shavitwa gavot. Gavot could use it because what you did was meaningless, right? You can't make it lehedyot if it already belongs to gavoa. And that's what the language, the words of our Gemara of Tipata Shabbat Mitzvah Salishka. But the second, the second brisa in the second pair of brises, it's hedyot funds and you made it l'shem hedyot. So potentially, that's totally, no good because there's no asiya l'shma. And that's why the brisa says, al yishtamish bo gavoa. But again, it's different, two different, realms. So we try to say these two the brises are, sets of brises are linked. That was Rabbi Hananya, B'shem Rabbi Yosa, and Rav Chuna says they're not linked. Period. Next section. Kli shares, me'emasai hein kedeshin. When I am makdish, a kli shares, let's say, kachay aguf, I take a bowl, a bazich, right? So when is it kadosh? Miyad or b'shas atashmish? Is it right away by my verbal sanctification? Does that have significance? And even though, explains the Karbana Eida, afilu im tim salomar de ba'alma, hazmana la milsi, even though if usually I say hazmana is not significant designation, maybe that's only by, where does hazmana come up? Beis hakise, mace, right? There's other hazmanas. Maybe by hazmana, there's a machlokas, milsa, la milsa, elsewhere. But maybe by hektish, it's automatic, because that's what hektish is. Hazmana is designation. Hektish is designation. Gabi hektish, gabo ashaini. So do we say miyad? Do we say that when a makdash a kli shareis is kadosh miyad? Or do I say no, only when you use it? B'shas atashmish, when you use it. So Gemara says, in temer miyad nicha. If I say that it's automatically kadosh, then nicha, I understand how things work. Meaning, this is kadosh right away. Tomorrow when I put something in it, the kli shareis that already is kadosh is now makadish what's inside. But in Tamar, B'shas HaTashmish, but if I say it only becomes Kadosh when I use it, Ka'achas Ein Kadoshin, U'miskadshin, and in that word from the Karban Eida, what I'm supposed to say that if I put something in it, so that is Mekadesh, the Kli, which is then Mekadesh, the contents? And how does that work? Right? Usually you're Mekadesh that the container is Mekadesh what's inside. But here, if I'm trying to use it, right, like the Gemara says elsewhere, Avodasan Mechanchasan, is that what we're saying here? So the Kli Sharis is not Kadosh until you use it. And once you use it, it becomes Kadosh and it's Mekadesh. Is that what we're supposed to say? So the Gemara says, even if you want to say that's possible, Nicha Shal Moshe Shnis Kadosh B'Shem and Mishcha. It's no Kasha by the Kalem Moshe Rabbeinu, because again, that had a prior Hakdasha. Moshe Rabbeinu sanctified it with oil, Niskacha B'Shem and Mishcha, and the Memelu was Kadosh before it was used. Baram Shal Shlomo Ka'achasin Kadesh Niskachin. By Shlomo, was it all together? Was it at once that it became Kadosh and it was Mekadesh what was inside? So again, the Gemara says, "B'kinisasan la'aretz." Oh, this is the answer. "B'kinisasan la'aretz." How you mafanim itosh l'moshel itosh l'shlomo? No, you know what they did when they went into Eretz Yisrael. They took contents. They took stuff that was already kadosh from inside the kalim of Moshe, and they poured it into the kalim of Shlomo, the new kalim. So memela, the contents were already kadosh, and then they were mekadesh the outside the cup. So the Gemara says, "Really? They had tons of kalim to do that? Lo hayasham shalmosha. What if they didn't have shalmosha?" What didn't have enough kalim to parallel? Answer, yeah, like we said before, ka'achasein kadeshin umiskachin. It could happen all at once. Ka'achasein kadeshin umiskachin. If you look at the Kedushas Yantif's commentary here in the back, that's the Maharit, Maharit al-Ghazi, in the Kedushas Yantif, he quotes, we shouldn't think this is so unusual, that kadeshin umiskachin, right, the Gemara, doesn't have that type of concept always, but says the, where's the, Kedushas, let me find it, says the Kedushas Yantif, here, says the, Kedushas Yantif, oh, it's in the, in the other section, says the Kedushas Yantif, L'anias Daiti, Anias Daiti, Meikara Nira, Deinzo Tumia, it's not so strange. De'eich Efshar, De'be'echa, Deim Kedushin Umiskachin, we have this concept. Looking Kedushin Chav Gimel, Evet Kenani and Gitin Gito V'Yado Bo'an Ke'echad. Remember, how does a woman get her get? She only could only get her get, or an Evet Kenani could only get her get, receive the get if he has a Yad. But what do you mean? Everything he has. Kol Ma Shekana Evet Kana Rabba. Kol Ma Shekana Isha Kana Baiwa. So how does she get her get? So the answer is magical. Bo'in Ke'echad. Right? This halachic reality that at the same conceptual moment that she receives her get, she gets her own independence. Really, she doesn't have her independence until after she gets the get. But that's the halacha. That's the halachic mechanism. Bon ke'echad. You have it by getting and we got it by shtar shechrer, that the result, the reality that you need to cause the result, happens at the same time that the result happens. Right? That's the chidish of bon ke'echad. So that's what he says. Dichvasi anami. Here too, Gabi Klishares, the Alpha Gab the Kushasamai de Achinuch, Shemachanchin Mosam Ba'avoda, even though it's the Chinuch through the using it, Mekachem also Dover at Sarkles, Kadish Beklishares, Klishares Atzmoeno Kadosh, Kim Ad Achar, Sheyis Kadish, Boin Ke'echad. So you extend it, that's the Kedushas Levi, Kedushas Yantif here, Perak Dalet Halacha Base, of the Kedushas Yantif. It's a chiddush to say, to compare that. Right? We've mentioned a long time ago, not recently, the Ksos points out that this is a unique concept in halacha, right, of gittin and of shtar shichrur. And you can't apply it anywhere else. The Ksos in Simon Reish discusses, he asked, Nistapakti, he said he has a safek, could you do the same thing, like bon ke'echad, with a matana? Reuven wants to give Shimon his house. So Reuven will put the shtar matana in the house, and bon ke'echad, the house is yours through the shtar that it's in, and kin yichatzer. So does that work? Minema ki agav nachatzeru matanaso bon ke'echad, or not? Says the Ksos, it does not work. It can't work. It doesn't work by shtar matana. When you need real zechia, it does not work. Right? It only works by get and shtichrur. There's the Ksos as chiddush, because all you need is a maisa nesina. You don't need a zechia. Says the Ksos, get is different. To get Isha u'de'eved lo boi zechia, she is kaderach zechia. Kivan to Isha ve'eved bal karchach. What if his two rayas, that it's a nesina and it's not a zechia? Number one, bal karchach. It's against the will. You can't have a zechia bal karcha. and get Mida Araisa's Balkarcha of the woman and of the Eved. And number two, you can write it on Yisur Hana. Right? Yisur Hana are in Lav Bar Zechia. Elavade, the Gabi Isha lo boy rakvin nasan biyada, the chain be eved, the leka torah zechia vakna bal karchach. We had time anami niraba, the kaimalan kasval, Yisuri hana kasher, the avagab to leka torah zechia klau, be Yisuri hana. Quotes those Rishonim, the Rivash. Elavade, mishim the gerishin bal karchach, lo boy zechia klau, ela vin nasan biyada. And that's why, by Ishtar Matana, it's not gonna work. You're writing Ishtar Matana on Yisuri hana, it's not gonna work. This is the Ksosis Chiddish, much discussed right here. In Ksos Simen Reish Os Hey. So if that's true, that's something unique to get that the Shtar Shichur. You don't have Bon Ke'echad here by the Klishares Kedoshin Umiskadshin. But that is it's a similar concept, but the Ksos would say it does not work anywhere else. Okay. So would we just say that the way that if you didn't have the anointing oil, the way that a klisharis became kadosh was by using it. Uba aliyasim in agola, and when they came up from Bavel, hayimafane mitoch shalom alatoch shalahem. Same thing they tried to do the first time. They took out the contents of within Shlomo's kelim, they put it into the new kelim, and that's how they were makadishid. Lo hayisham shel Shlomo, what if they didn't have? Kachasin kadosh miskanshin. Same thing. It would become kadosh at the same time, right? By this aliyah shniya. Remember, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Zayin discusses the kedusha rishona and the kedusha shniya, right? Here we're talking about the kedusha shniya being makadosh. The Rambam is machalik between kedusha rishona and kedusha shniya. The Rambam says the kedusha rishona was batel. Once we were conquered and we were exiled, the kedusha rishona was batel. The kedusha shniya was not batel because it was because of chazaka. And the Rambam writes that chazaka lasts. Kibush does not last, but chazaka lasts. And many, many pages of commentary were written on this Rambam. What is the reason? What is the svara to say that there's a difference between kibush and chazaka? Right? Just like kibush could be undone if you're conquered the other way, so to chazaka. If I settle, so then even if I get unsettled, then I go into exile. Kesef Mishnah leaves it many. The Kesef Mishnah leaves it Pitzarachin. Many Pshatim after the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah there in that end of Perek Vav. I said Perek Zayin. Perek Vav. The Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah says Eini Yodea Makoa Chazaka Gadol Mikol Kibush. V'lama Lo Nomer BeChazaka Gamkein Mishenilkecha Haaron Haares Miyadenu Batla Chazaka. V'Subarishona Shiskasha BeKibush V'Chilo Hayesham Chazaka. The first one also had a Chazaka. Atu Miyadifa Chazaka Below Kibush BeChazaka Im Kibush Pitzarach. So we mentioned in the past many suggestions, the Meshach Chachma in Parshas Beshalach, Rav Salvechik has a couple of pshatim, the Tosfos Yantif in the Mesechet Idios, different ideas that maybe we'll get back to. Continue. Avanim shechatzvan l'shei meis asurin bahanoya. Once we're talking about Azmana, if I have stones that I yun to use for a kever, so then it's asur bana. Just like a mace is asur bana, right? We know that from the Gzeir Shava to Egla Arufa. Eglaruf is asur bana, and so too a mace is asur bana. So not only is a mace asur bana, but even tashmishe mace, we might call it. Stones that were made for the mace, asurin bahana, that is also asur bahana. There's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Well, let's just continue reading for a second. And then l'shem chai u'l'shem mace, but if something is made for both, for the chai to benefit from, and for the mace mutar bana, that's mutar bana. Hazore kli lefnei mitas l'shameis. If somebody throws something on the mace, different pshatim, the Karban Eda says, because the person is so much in pain, so he wants to aser his money on himself. So you might say he's not in full das, but he throws something. He's like, just like the mace is aser, I want this to be aser, and he throws it. Mevnei tsaro, says the Karban Eda, wrote to lesar al atzmo mamono. Or the Pnei Moshe says, you want this to be buried with the person. So if you throw it to the mace, l'tochar ba'amos aser mano. Once it's within 4 amos of the mace is kone, so to speak. And therefore it's asur bana. Kol chutzla arba amos mutter bana. But if it's chutzla arba amos, then it would be mutter bahana. Okay, this ends the hazmana issues. So that's Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where Yaredeya shin lamed hay. There was a wall, seems to be a wall outside a cemetery that fell down, and they built a new one. And they want to know what's the halacha with those stones of the old wall. Are those asur bana, like kever? Right, they're outside. There's an outer wall. In mutar matzibur zayin tova ya'ir b'mabanashi ir livnos me ha'avanim ayishanim beishar, and they're going to use it to build a gate L'knisas beis hacholam, to the hospital. U'malon archim, to the hotel. U'malkam asivas kuroi moed anshe chever kadisha. Basically, to use it for tzorchei tzibur. Are these stones, asurbana? They're for the wall going around the cemetery. Vinis topic, and the questioner was misupik lafima shenogim lahachmir b'matzevos akvarim. The matzeva, we know, the stone that's standing up, that we're machmer for, that's also asurbana kimivur, b'agos shulchan arach, v'o piyagah, right, if you look, hagos ashri, peragim agalchin, the maesir rabbeis Yosef, v'sham nemra, kol shenasa l'kavad ames. And this wall around the cemetery, doesn't it guard? It's for shmir of the mason. Shalo yishlutu bamzarn. So people don't just like walk in all the time. Right? It's guarding the mace. O dilma, or maybe says the chassam sofer, no. There's an additional. Lo ne'asar ela kever shaguf ha-mace nikfarbo. Find a kever, a gravestone. That's purely the shame covered ha-mace. Aval mishamesh racho kechom alo. This is a mishamish rachok. It's distant. The wall around it is not directly on. Va'od shenasa l'chayim v'lameisim. And also, it's also made for the chayim. Gam ha'chayim misloninim betzila. Right? There's shade there. Sometimes a very sunny day, somebody will go in the shade. K'mavor b'Yerushalmi. Quoth the Yerushalmi. Kol shenasa l'chayim l'meisim. You know, Nassar. So, he goes into a tshuva and he ends up being mati. He says, "On nearly pasha lahatir mikama ta'amim," and he goes through a number of svaris why it'll be mutter, but it's based on this this Yerushalmi here. So also we talk about isra'ana by a mace. You know, isra'ana is a big topic. That's one of the issues of getting information from an anatomy course in medical school. So is information, is that an isra'ana amin a mace? Does it apply to Jews, non-Jews? The Har Tzvi already has a tshuva about this, a landmark tshuva a couple of decades ago, where he talks about just information like that is not called Hana. It's not called Hana. Okay, we continue. Nimseis Omer, getting back to what the Mishnah spoke about all the tefillos of the Kohen Gadol. Nimseis Omer Chamesh Tefillos Vasar Kiddushin Tova Mekadesh Bo Bayom. 5 tefillos in the mikvah and 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. How do we know that it's always 2 kiddushin with every tefillah? Tamalomar upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. Right, the whole pasuk is quoted. V'upashat is big de'abad hashal lavash v'al kodesh. V'inicham sham. V'rachatz is bisaro b'mayim kodesh. V'lavash. So you see, it's mentioned. The rachatz is mentioned twice, and one of those rachatzes is totally extra, as is explained by the Mefarshim elsewhere. So you learn the rachatz means kiddush, so you see it says it twice, so you'd have 2 kiddushes for every levisha. Amar Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon v'dinu. 1 second. You shouldn't even need a drasha, isn't it a kavachomer, that you need 2 kiddushim? Uma im b'makam shenotan tefila, in a case where you usually do not need tefila. Every day to go into the Azara, you need to do kiddush. But you don't need to do tefillah. Tefillah is only a din d'rabbanan to remember, just in case we had this earlier, that you became tameh and you might have a harif shemesh. So in a case where you don't need tefillah, meaning a regular day going into the azara, ton kiddush adayim raglayim, he still has to wash his hands and feet though, a din d'araisa, kanchu ton tefillah. So kohen gadol who needs tefillah, l'kosh kenji ton kiddush adayim raglayim. So he needs tefillah d'araisa, so he surely should need kiddush adayim raglayim. And says, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, Tolach ha-mashaveta, and if you want to say, take what you brought, meaning if you have a kasha on my kal v'chomer, basically what we call dayo, which means, imal ha-hal anachas kol yom, afkan achas kol yom, the malamed is, to go into the Azara, you need one kiddush adayim. So why here, by each tefillah, would you need 2 kiddush adayims? Shouldn't you say you only need one? Right, dayo, whenever you have a kal v'chomer, the application can't be more. It could be equal, but it can't be more than the source. So Tamalomar, Ufashat is big day abad. So we darshan from this pasuk, Shein Tamalomar, Sher Lavash. Those 2 words are extra. Of course, he takes off what he's wearing. Why do you have to say what he's wearing? We compare the taking off to the putting on. Just like when he puts on clothing, he has to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. When he puts on the special begadim, so then when he takes it off, meaning, there's a kal v'chomer step 1, and then a hekesh step 2. And on Rabbi Muna, Rabbi Muna just changes one detail. Lo misdavar d'lo l'chilufin, isn't it logical that it's switched? Meaning, hekesh levisha l'pshita. Ma pshita b'kiddush adayim raglayim, af levisha b'kiddush adayim raglayim. Right, just like taking off gets a kiddush, so too putting on gets a kiddush. Meaning, the direct makar from the pasuk is ufashat. So we compare pshita and then extend it to levisha. Period. Okay, getting back to what the Mishnah said. The mourning begadim were more expensive. He wore the same four begadim, but the mourning ones are more expensive. So says the Gemara. And what does the Mishnah say? He used ones from pilosin in the morning, and he used hindavin in the afternoon. So says the Gemara. Pilosin is more valuable and more, the quality is better than all hinduin. So v'chein shel pilosin yafim min harishon shel hinduin. Why do we say that the morning ones has to be pilosin and the afternoon hindavin? Use both pilosin. Use the better quality pilosin in the morning and the lesser quality pilosin in the afternoon. Why do you have to switch totally to the hindavin? Answer, mishum demila deshama prute, to teach us about a detail. Meaning what? To teach us that hindavin is kosher. Right? Don't think that you have to use the pilusin. Even hindavin is kosher. Similar type of shaklavataria. Tamantani belunda de mishum menachas. About all the types of oils that had to be used for the menorah, that had to be used for the menachas. Haricha shabarishon. The Mishnah is describing menachas. There were three seasons when they used to get the olives off the tree. And each season they did it three times. So the best is the first time of the first time. Right? Harisha Shabarishan in the Malamin. That's the best where the oil is like oozing out itself. Hasheni Shabarishan, Barishan, Hasheni Shavin. The second cutting of the first season and the first cutting of the second season, those are equal. In the Malamin Menu. So the Gemara says, Hasheni Shabarishan, Barishan, Shabasheni Shavin. Vein Sheni Shabarishan, Yafan, Barishan, Shabasheni. But isn't it really better to get the second of the first season? Isn't that better? Why do you even have to mention the first or the second? To teach me this detail that it's okay. It's okay with the Eved to be able to have this. Period. Okay, let's start with my Kadun, which is getting back to what's the source for the morning begadim costing more than the night begadim. Okay, we'll stop here.